Much of the one-time money is due to an increase in wind farm development this year, as well as a strong quarter from the Wharf Gold Mine in Lead. The state also has an additional $104 million from federal coronavirus relief funds and other federal dollars. The largest investment NOAA wants the state to make is for a $100 million broadband internet expansion program across the state. She compares internet access to postal communication in the early days of the country.
We must create an environment where people aren't forced to choose between the modern economy on one hand and life in their hometown on the other. We must make sure that our people can harness the latest technology to take advantage of what has become the modern equivalent of a post road.
NOAA wants to use nearly $22 million to pay off technical college bonds and another $12 million to build a bigger livestock complex at the state fairgrounds in Huron to replace the beef complex that burned down earlier this year. NOAA also wants to give the big three, education, healthcare providers, and state employees, a 2.4% salary increase.
To be clear, this is above the statutorily required 1.5%. This investment will help ensure that local school districts have the resources that are necessary to educate our children and our grandchildren.
Democrats say that increase is not enough. Sioux Falls State Senator Reynold Nessebe says the state budget is a moral document and should be centered on helping people. He says the increase should be 3%.
They've been facing a pandemic. If anybody has earned this, it's our teachers and our community support providers providing care to people. And so we think that 3% across the board is the place to start on that.
Lawmakers will have a significant say on how the money gets spent. They gavel in on January 12th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.